I thought I would just start with a new piece called Also Rises the Sun. Septicemia with half-cocked smile reposted your blog. Dead doll tantrums reblogged this from They Shoot Howling Prairie Dogs, Don't They? Barely Atheist shared your deletion. Focused on Shimmer blogged your reposting. Totally Without Awe favored your share. Slant Rhyme liked comment. Opalescent Senescence unsubscribed. Defrocked Croc blocked your posts. Whimsy's Amnesia friended your status. Flagrant Fallacy copied your reposting. Pot-bellied Spoiler moved your share. Stubbed Toe skipped your comment. Jilted Door Frame marked your blog unread. Illuminated Tupperware repudiated your reposting. Jocose Insomniac commented on your unfriending. Asemantic Trajectory deleted your profile. Pandering for Obfuscation joined the conversation. Tattooed Liposuction updated your status. Wages of Virtue is away until further notice. Ill-fated Lover left the conversation. Surveillance Tactics has hurt feelings. Bellowing Brain Thwarting occupied irreverence. Simpering Fool that I once was regained composure. Auditory Hiccup flagged your post. Radiant Moron usurped your flag. Bundled Breathlessness incapacitated your reposting. Ignoble, Incorrigible Ignorant branded you on Climaximum. You Wanna Paint My Pony poked you on Paderewski's Dream. Off My Meds added you to the Demonic Poet Tasters group. Silo Vacant left screen for 10 minutes. Titular Amnesiac branded you in Cyclotromania. Elevated Cholesterol downloaded your C drive. Aliens Inhabit My Liver truncated your reposting. Miscreant Allure denuded your status. Soporific Destiny mirrored your link. Angel of Eczema forwarded your mirror. Downward Spiral logged on. Flimsy Pantomime changed screen name. Too Cool for Cool screen names fell asleep. Bellicose Baloney liked activity. Sharply Curved regrets post. And this work is called High Tide at Race Point, and it's from Norman Fisher. A commercial with no pitch, a beach without sand, a lover without a love, a surface without an exterior, a touch without a hand, a protest without a cause, a well without a bottom, a sting without a bite, a scream without a mouth, a fist without a fight, a day without an hour, a park with no benches, a poem without a text, a singer with no voice, a computer without memory, a cabana without a beach, a bump with no road, a sorrow without a loss, a goal without a purpose, a noise without a sound, a story without a plot, a sail without a boat, a plane without wings, a pen without ink, a murder without a victim, a sin without a sinner, an agreement without terms, a spice with no taste, a gesture without motion, a spectator without view, a slope without a curve, a craving without a desire, a volume without dimension, a Nazi without a Jew, a comic without a joke, a promise without a hope, a comforter without the comfort, the certainty without being sure, stealing with nothing stolen, the might have beens without the was, the Mishnah without Torah, the two without the one, the silken without the silk, the inevitable without necessity, logic without inference, suddenness without change, a canyon without depth, fume without smell, determination with no objective, gel without cohesion, a cure without a disease without a trace, a mineral without a shape, a line without extension, persistence without intention, blank without emptiness, compliance without criteria, a disappointment without an expectation, color without hue, an idea without content, grief with no end. So, Brad, in the upcoming issue, is publishing a poem that I'll read in a second. Along with that, he's including this short poem called "As If by Midnight" in the next issue, not this one. As if by moonlight, it is what it was. It's not what it's not. It hurts where it hurts. It cut where it cuts. It counts when it could. It strays where it stayed. It stayed when it strays. It shudders as it shut. It dropped as it drops. It drips as it dripped. It was what it is. This poem is called Chimera, and it's included in Recalculating, which is my book that's coming out from the University of Chicago Press in a few months. The title poem, Recalculating, and this sort of this recalculating sequence I'm now going to do with Earl Koenig, it was published in a couple issues back, Voyages, in conjunctions. So, and that's incorporated into this book, and this is sort of also toward the end of that book called Chimera. At dusk, I found it silent there, and sudden caught it in my hand. It squeaked and hollered with despair, but I was young of ruthless mind. I scooped and cupped it in my palm so it would no more come to harm. yet quick I knew to let it go. It was not mine to have nor hold. Ere since that day I've gathered twine to knot and glue unto a rhyme, resigned that tunes will never bind, shimmering shadows tossed in time. So I see that my selected poems is here, and in reading Elf King, so Errol Koenig, Elf King, many of you may know, it's a very well known poem of Goethe, and certainly an odd, as the last poem was, an odd poem for someone introduced in the way I just was to be reading. But it connects up to recalculating. And it was suggested that I might be interested in it by Marjorie Perloff after reading, it could take me a second to find this. The last stanza of a poem called "Today's Not Opposite Day" is in this book. Now, that's the title of the poem, "Today's Not Opposite Day," because today is not. Today is not opposite day. That'll be later in the year. We'll be getting to that in the Bard conjunctions. Actually, I think at Bard, it's always opposite day. So, but this was the final section, which I included here, and then Marjorie mentioned it. Was I thinking of Errol Koenig? And I said, no, not for this poem. And I realized I'd never really paid much attention to the content of that poem. I knew the Schubert Lieder. I heard it many, many times. When I was in Germany and Austria recently, I mentioned I had done this. I said, you've got to read this, because evidently every young German school child knows that poem by heart. It seemed a little scary to me. So they were quite interested to hear this adaptation of Errol Koenig. But this is from "Today's Not Opposite Day." What do you see, Nanny? What do you see? A tune and a strain waiting for me. Will you go there, Nanny? Will you go there? It's just by the corner, right over the bend. Who'll you see there, Nanny? Who'll you see there? A monkey, a merchant, a pixelated man. What will you say, Nanny? What will you say? I'm just a nobody making my way. Elf King. Who rides so late through a night so wild? It is the father with his dearest child, his daughter cradled in his one free arm. He holds her tight to keep her from harm. My child, why is your face covered in fear? Look, father, do you not see Elf King near? Elf King leering with a crown and a tail. My child, all that is a passing gale. My dear, sweet daughter, come along with me. Your dress-up games will play by the sea. Such castles we'll build when we get to the shore. You'll wear grandmother's hats you so adore. My father, don't you hear what Elf King's whispering in my ear? Be calm, stay quiet, oh my dear, sweetest one. It is just the leaves blowing in the wind. My daughter, with me, please stay. Your brother waits to sing the night away. Your brother will take your hand in his hands and dance with you gaily on glistening sands. My father, do you not see Elf King's sons beckoning madly to me? My daughter, my daughter, I see it well. The old willow shimmering in the dell. I love you, your beauty's pure perfection. From my clutches you have no protection. My father, I'm in his grip. Elf kings drag me to his demon ship. The father shudders, rides hard through the wild, clinging for life to his dear, aching child. Hurling onward, overcoming his dread, in his arm, home now. His daughter is dead. I'm gonna read one more poem for Brad, because he wanted to publish this poem and I made a mistake I won't describe exactly, but it's the title poem of this book, All the Whiskey in Heaven, and Brad was going to publish it, and I messed up. But he really loved this poem, and it always meant a lot to me that he did, and so I'm going to read it here to end. It's called All the Whiskey in Heaven. Not for all the whiskey in heaven, not for all the flies in Vermont, not for all the tears in the basement, not for a million trips to Mars, not if you paid me in diamonds, not if you paid me in pearls, not if you gave me your pinky rings, not if you gave me your curls, not for all the fire in hell, not for all the blue in the sky, not for an empire of my own, not even for peace of mind. No, never, I'll never stop loving you, not till my heart beats its last. And even then, in my words and my songs, I will love you all over again.